Kia ora and welcome. This is the Yarn Alchemist podcast with me, Françoise Danois. And here we examine the mindset and mechanism roadblocks that are holding you back from manifesting your full potential as a knitwear designer. This episode is brought to you by Skillshare. When you're first starting out as a knitwear designer, one of the many challenges you face is learning the skills required to run a successful online brand. Knitwear design, photography, graphic design, social media, email list building, etc., etc., the list goes on. It becomes so overwhelming that you don't even know where to start. You can stick to the free content that only provides surface-level information, or shell out a ton of money that you may not have right now on a variety of courses to cover the range of topics you need. What if you had a database of courses from industry experts for a very affordable price? That's where Skillshare comes in. Skillshare is an online learning community for creatives with more than 20,000 online classes and over 3 million members. Think of Netflix or Spotify, but for learning new creative skills like illustration, design, and photography. A Skillshare membership gives members unlimited access to these classes for just $15 per month. When I was first starting out as a knitwear designer, Skillshare was my go-to resource for learning how to use Illustrator for graphic design, how to take better photos for Instagram, and improve my marketing and branding strategies. For someone who had no idea what she was doing, Skillshare gave me the tools and skills I needed to start feeling confident about running my own business. And as a listener of the Yarn Alchemist podcast, you get a special gift. You can try out Skillshare Premium for free for 2 months. And to help you make the most out of your 2-month free trial and not get overwhelmed by the enormous selection of courses, I put together a list of recommended courses for you to take. So go to www.outofhernits.com/Skillshare to read my list of recommended courses and find the exclusive sign-up code to get your 2 months of Skillshare Premium for free. That's www.outofhernits.com/Skillshare. Now, back to the show. Hello there, Yarn Alchemist, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Yarn Alchemist podcast. This is your host, Frenchie, and I'm really excited to bring this new episode of the podcast to you today. So for a little bit of background about how this episode came about, this was in response to asking my students what they would like me to talk about on the podcast, and the really popular theme that comes up and one that people really requested was talking about following versus creating trends. And so this is quite a multi-layered topic here. So I wanted to break it down first, you know, talking about when is it appropriate to follow trends in knitwear designs, a mistake that I see designers make when it comes to following trends, and why focusing on trends can leave you high and dry, and then how to be a trendsetter, because I think that's what most people want to get to. It's like, I don't want to follow trends, I want to set the trend. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So let's first talk about, so when is it a good time or when is it appropriate to follow trends in knitwear designs? So there's only really one instance or a particular instance when it is appropriate to follow trends or to stay on top of new things in the industry, and that is when your brand actually focuses on staying on top of things to experiment and to try things out. If you really like to focus your knitwear designs on experimenting with new things, seeing what the new thing is and being really innovative, then that's when I usually see trends as being part of your brand. It's a good thing to be following it then. Mostly because you just really like to see what's new, what's hot out there. And so if you're a brand that really has a specific focus, or for example, like you really like to focus on shawl designs or cable patterns and stuff like that, following trends will not be the best way for you, because usually trends, they don't always follow what you are really interested in. And so if you try to follow another trend, that's probably not going to be something that your audience is used to and something that you're not really going to be interested in. So the time when it's appropriate to follow trends in knitwear designs and actually incorporate that into your brand is if you are, as a designer, that is part of your brand mission to inform your audience of new trends, to stay on top of new things in the industry, innovative. If you're someone who really likes to look forward towards the future and see what's new and what's hot right now, that's basically the angle and the time when it is appropriate to follow trends such as that. Now, one reason why this question comes up a lot is because, and this relates to basically like the mistake that designers make, is that whenever they see a trend and it's really popular, and that's what people are really into right now, they think that there's a lot of money to be made in that. And of course, that is true to some extent. There are definitely trends in the industry as a whole that influences, that influences kind of the direction that the industry is going. But the main reason why people try to get on the whole design trend train is because they think there's a lot of money in that. So for example, a few months ago, or was it last year, it was the Find Your Fate shawl came out, and that was basically the trendy thing. And there were a lot of people who really tried to duplicate and replicate that, but not to the same success. But you definitely saw a lot of people, I wouldn't say copycats, but a lot of people trying to do the similar thing, trying to take advantage of the trend right there. Or as Another one that was really popular was the, the hats without the crown. So basically like these ponytail beanies. And I thought that was actually a really brilliant idea for, you know, to make it more accessible for people who like to wear ponytails, or for people with different types of hairstyles where a beanie may not be exactly appropriate for that. But definitely everybody started doing it, and the industry started just getting saturated with the ponytail beanies, and then just a lot of people started getting really annoyed with it, and so afterwards it just started really dying off. So if you see something that's really popular joining up, I would not recommend trying to get on that trend train, because this leads into point number three, why focusing on trends can leave you high and dry. If it is not something that's already like innate in your business, then it will start making you feel like passionless, and it will start taking away from the real reason why you started designing in the first place. So for example, if you see that the trend is cables and all that stuff, but you really don't like knitting cables, and you know your joy is in doing color work or lace, then you'll start feeling really frustrated about wanting to feel like, if you started designing your own cable patterns, that would just wouldn't be in your zone of joy or your zone of genius, and it would just make you start questioning why you're even designing patterns in the first place. So especially if a trend somehow manages to fall on something that you really enjoy doing, then that's really good for you. But usually focusing on trends can just really leave you high and dry and take you away from what you're really passionate about in the industry. And this leads into my last point, which is what the core of what really people want to know is, how can you be your own trendsetter? How can you create a trend? And I really encourage people to, instead of focusing on trends or trying to think of like what people want, is to remember why you became a knitwear designer in the first place. Like, what stories do you want to share? What value do you want to contribute to the industry? And I think people are much more attracted to authenticity, the stories from the heart or art that comes from the heart, than trying to keep up with the times and what's popular right now. And basically what I mean by that is talking about the concept of becoming focusing on a niche and setting yourself as to be known as that person in that niche. And so that way people go to you as that go-to person. So for example, there are plenty, I'm going to see if I can remember some knitwear designers off the top of my head. Oh my gosh, I can't remember her name, but if I'm pretty sure if I said what she focused on, you would know who I'm talking about, because she has established herself as that niche designer. But she does a lot of really beautiful yoke pullovers. Knit Love or something like that, but that's what she just really focuses on, doing beautiful top-down color work patterns on the yoke, and she's really well known for that. So I'm pretty sure, like, if you write in the comments what her name is, her name Steingrass, I think that's her last name. Oh, I hope I'm really saying her name right, but I'm pretty sure this designer focused on, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Or we have another designer who really focuses on brioche. She's known as the brioche queen. Jennifer Steingrass, Steingrass? Oh, I can't remember, yeah. But exactly, Jennifer, that is her name. See, exactly right there. And then we have Stephen West, who has niched himself as somebody who just is really experimentive and playful in the colors, really interesting construction. So he does a range of different types of designs, but you can tell that it's his signature style by how wacky and crazy they are. For me, Over the past year, I've been experimenting with the Fiber Muse Quarterly, so I did go off a little bit off the my signature style of designing, but now I'm getting more back into my roots, and so I am trying to establish myself again in the niche of a knitwear designer who incorporates her Maori heritage, or at least my cultural heritages, into my designing. Hello there, Junko. Oh, so lovely to see you on here again. And other designers, examples. We've got Woolly Wormhead, who just focuses purely in hats, and she just really established herself as the person to go to if you really want to have really creative and inventive hat patterns. And so basically, from then, they are the trendsetter in their own little area because they are the person that people go to if they're just like, you know what, I want a hat, or I want a really nice yoke pullover. They know exactly where to go because they've established themselves as that niche. Or that person to go to for those types of designs instead of trying to follow what other people are doing. Now, when you're a beginner knitwear designer, I actually think, so this is going to be another time when it might be appropriate to follow trends in knitwear design, in knitwear designs. A time when it might be appropriate to follow trends is when you're first starting out and when you are trying to figure out your signature style. I know this was very much in the case for me when I was first starting as a knitwear designer. Because I was so also brand new to knitting, I just wanted to try all the different techniques. So if you take a look at my very first patterns, you'll see quite a range of designs that I did of cables, color work, lace, trying and experimenting with all these different types of constructions. And later on, you started to see a pattern of what I would start falling into. So for example, laced shawls or color work that with very strong geometric motifs. That's kind of like the style that I started to develop. But when you're first starting out and you are trying to figure out exactly what your designer style or voice is, it is okay to take a look at what the trends are and dabble and experiment with those to see exactly what you like. And then from there, you'll be able to really start to narrow down what really inspires and what you're really passionate about and what lights you up. And then you'll be able to really focus in and hone in your skills in that. Knitwear design, as you grow a designer, it just comes in different stages. So it's really important to be aware of what stage you're in. If you're a beginner, then that stage is you learning how to get through the process of knitwear design and experimenting and seeing what you like, what you don't like. And then the second stage of that is once you've developed your style and what you've gotten really comfortable with the knitwear design process. And then from there, it's really establishing yourself as that person in that niche, establishing yourself and really setting that brand voice, or that style in your knitwear designs. And then stage three, I think, is just like an expansion and scaling of that. But I think when you're first starting out, you just might be in that experimental stage. So following trends during then is pretty good, but you definitely do want to be aware if you are a designer who has been designing for a while now and you have started finding your voice, but you still find yourself kind of attracted to what's trendy and because you're not really comfortable in really expressing yourself in that voice, then I would highly recommend just really diving deep into why you became a knitwear designer, what really makes you passionate, and what you want to be known for in the industry. So it takes a little bit of journaling and stuff like that. But I think being introspective is always a really good thing. So that's the end of today's episode of the Yarn Alchemist podcast. I know this one was a little bit shorter than usual, but I hope that you still got a lot of good information and some good golden nuggets to mull over. I kind of combined two different type of metaphors right there, but hopefully you understood what I meant right there. So anyway, thank you so much to all of my live viewers for tuning in for this recording of the Yarn Alchemist podcast. If you're listening to the replay, you can just follow me on my Instagram stories at @ahanitz to see when I will be going live. I'm still trying to get better at giving people a notice of 24 hours ahead of time for it, but I'm still learning how to do that. I think what I might be doing in the future is going live on my Instagram and then also on my Facebook page. And so on there, you can at least be notified of when I plan on going live next, so you can join me for those recordings as well. So anyway, if you do have any questions, you can feel free to send them in to fdanois@arahanets.com. And I'll be more than happy to answer that on the next episode. And definitely do not forget to subscribe and rate and review the show on iTunes or on Apple Podcasts. That would definitely help the show a lot. So anyway, thank you so much, everybody, and let's continue transforming our yarn. Bye! you so much for listening to this episode of the Yarn Alchemist podcast. If you have a question that you'd like me to answer on a future episode, go to www.arohanets.com/contact to submit your query. See you next time.